Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Some Republican members of the House like George Bush's proposals to plug holes in America's borders, but others are rebelling against what one calls thinly veiled attempts to promote amnesty for immigrants. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price says the U.S. is not just a nation of immigrants, but a nation of laws. He says honoring lawbreakers with a guest worker program would dishonor the hard work of immigrants who arrived legally. Republican senators have been largely noncommittal while working toward the first of several showdown votes over new immigration legislation. The Senate is pushing greater border security and setting up a guest worker program that Bush asked for in his primetime address last night. A much tougher House bill would criminalize illegal immigration, making it a felony. George Bush today again avoided the question of whether the National Security Agency compiles phone records of millions of Americans. He again insisted the U.S. doesn't listen in to the phone conversations without court approval. He again defended his administration's domestic spying activities. Bush says the American people want to be protected against a terrorist attack. He spoke to reporters meeting with the visiting Australian Prime Minister. Bush said his government will continue to guard the privacy of the American people. But now Verizon says it was not asked for phone records by the National Security Agency. An email statement says the phone company was not asked, nor did Verizon provide customer phone records. USA Today reported last week that Verizon, Bell South, and AT&T complied with the NSA request for tens of millions of customer phone records. Bell South today also denied it shared any records. The Verizon denial apparently does not apply to MCI, which it bought in January. A video released today reportedly shows a streaking jet hitting the Pentagon building on 9/11 at a speed estimated at 530 miles per hour. American Airlines Flight 77 looks like just a blur as it hits the building. Newly released security video shows the plane hitting the Defense Department headquarters with a white flash, then a huge orange fireball, and gray-black smoke. Still images from the security cameras have been leaked before, but this is the first time the Pentagon officially released the 9/11 footage. That attack killed 125 people in the Pentagon and 59 passengers and crew on the hijacked jet. The Pentagon previously refused to release these videos, but Judicial Watch filed a Freedom of Information Act request. This is Air America Radio.
Somebody said, "Don't you and John Howard appear to be so close? Don't you have any differences?" And I said, "Yeah, he doesn't have any hair."
Hey, good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Guess what? Tomorrow night, Jonathan Tazzini, the Democratic candidate for the Senate in New York, Hillary, one of Hillary's opponents in the primary, will be our guest on the program. That's tomorrow night. He's doing a bike tour around the state of New York. He'll be calling in from his bike tour. If you want to check out his website, TassiniForNewYork.org, and his name is spelled T-A-S-I-N-I, TassiniForNewYork.org. We have some must-hear moron sounds from Raisin Brain tonight and Tony Snow's first televised press briefing. Got to come up with a catchy nickname for this guy. Snow Job just doesn't get it. We'll think of something. Have you seen the video? Oh, God. Yeah, I looked at the video that was released by the, who released it, Defense Department? I've seen this video a thousand million trillion times. We'll talk about it tonight. I really do give up on the whole idea. In the first place, I'm not really all that concerned or impressed with a video that's released by the Pentagon as a result of a FOIA request by a group of right-wing freaks, which is Judicial Watch. That's A. B, like I said, I've seen this video a thousand times, so have you. If you follow, if you've been following the investigation of 9/11, what occurred on that day, not by the government, not by the committees, but by independent bloggers and researchers and people who refused to accept the official story, then you've seen that video over and over and over again. But as I watched it a couple of times today, the first thought, as always with this gang of thugs, is why is it being released now to the news media? I don't think anybody in the mainstream media, I may be wrong here, but I don't think anybody in mainstream media has before today broadcast the very same videotape that was released today. That's been out there all over the internet with anyone who is doing serious investigative work about this attack on the country and how the Bush crime family was involved in it. But I've not seen it on mainstream media. Have you? I'm not saying it hasn't appeared on some of the networks or cable news channels, but I've not seen it. So today, it's released. Was it today or yesterday? I don't know. It's been released. Now, once again, we have to remember the mindset of the thugs that are in control of this country. As far as I'm concerned, this is a toy. This is a little piece of dead rat that's been tossed to the cats. It's just a chunk of bloody dead rat, maybe a thigh, maybe a tail, with the anus still attached. But whatever it is, it's just a chunk of dead rat meat that's being tossed out to the cats. It comprised mainstream media, understanding, of course, that it's going to be shown, as it has been all day today. The cable news, so-called news-gathering organizations, are the worst offenders. Okay, now why show it over and over again? Well, just to remind people what awful fireballs are awaiting you if you don't return Republicans to office in November, because Republicans, of course, will stop this from happening. They'll stop the brown hordes of Mexican terrorists that are swarming up from God knows where south of the border. And the Republicans will also stop more flaming fireballs from engulfing various parts of real estate in the United States. Do you have a better suggestion? I wouldn't trust these sons of bitches if they told me it's 11 minutes after 10 o'clock Eastern time right now. They are liars. Every single member of the Bush administration is a liar. Most of them are incompetent, but they are all liars, every single one of them. Even the so-called good guys, you know, Colin Powell, remember him? Well, you talk about somebody who's been slurped down the memory hole, but they are all liars. Condoleezza Rice, Cheney, Rums, every one of them, every single one of these thugs is a liar. So excuse me if I don't believe this videotape to be anything other than a piece of dead rat meat that's been tossed out to the cats. To hell with the video. I'm not interested in the video. You know what I'm interested in? I'm interested in knowing how these evil sons of bitches pulled it off. How did they make this nation so totally vulnerable on September 11, 2001, knowing that there was going to be an attack? How did they get away with it? How did they get the entire North American Air Defense Command to stand down? How did they stop the Federal Aviation Administration from immediately scrambling fighter jets to put an end to what was obviously a massive multi-plane hijacking going on in the skies over the United States? You know, I'm not going to go through all the questions here. You know the questions. How did 19 guys who honored their Muslim faith by whoring around and drinking and going to strip clubs and just being general asses managed to defeat the entire defense mechanism of the United States with some box cutters? You know, no thanks. Video Schmidio. I couldn't care. I don't give a damn if they show a video released by the Pentagon of Santa and his reindeer slamming into the Pentagon. I don't care. I'm not interested. Doesn't mean squat to me. What does mean something to me is, okay, why don't we have a real investigation? Why don't we put forensic experts on this entire story? Well, you know the answer to that, because Bush and his thugs would be implicated as co-conspirators in mass murder. That's why. I'm not saying they had a direct hand in it. You don't have to have a direct hand in it. Remember, if you're sitting in the getaway car outside the convenience store and your buddy goes in and kills the clerk and you all take off, your ass is going to burn too. You didn't do anything. You were sitting in the car reading, your magazine. That's what I'd like to see. Show me a videotape of people being sworn in to conduct a complete, impartial, honest investigation. In other words, bring in people, forensic experts from, Germany, Ireland, Scotland, South Africa, Venezuela, places like that. Maybe Japan. Keep Americans out of it, because anybody that winds up on a so-called independent commission that has even the most remote connection to the Bush crime family is already corrupted. And it doesn't even have to be a connection to the Bush crime family, just a connection to the dedication of keeping from the American public because we couldn't handle it. The facts that occurred on September 11, 2001, and immediately prior to September 11, 2001. So, put on your tinfoil hat, take off your tinfoil hat, twist your tinfoil hat in different shapes, make it into a bunny, make it into a donkey. I don't care what you do with it. Just if you want to accept Big Brother's story of what happened on September 11, 2001, have at it. It's free. I can't say that anymore. I was going to say you're still a little bit free in your mind, but very few of us still have reserved spaces in our minds where we are free. It's so crowded out by images and garbage and propaganda and fear and loathing and contempt and anger and schmuck and, you know, stuff like that. It's very difficult to find that little spot in your mind where you can sit in there and go, okay, now let me get a grip. So, whatever. But the little tape released today, this clip released today, When I saw it, I had to suppress a yawn. It was like, really? Yeah, it's interesting. Hey, Molly, you want to come play ball with Daddy? Come on, let's play some, you know, that kind of, it's just totally inconsequential, meaningless, absolutely useless. But if you want to talk about it, if somebody wants to say something about it tonight, I'll certainly take your phone call. But I don't want to hear, you know, great big long dissertations about what really happened on September 11th. That's not going to be decided on a radio talk show. That's going to be decided by real forensic investigators someday. Or not.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ooh, are you okay?
Oh, it's my arthritis pain.
Here, try my Aleve.
People with arthritis are sharing their good news about Aleve. Just two Aleve have the strength to stop arthritis pain all day. That would take 8 extra strength Tylenol. So try Aleve and see for yourself. Then share your good news. Comparison based on 24-hour label dosing. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
May is Arthritis Month. Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk taking place nationwide. For more information, visit AleveGoodNews.com.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower of a TV. You know, the TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot. I was sitting in the classroom, and Andy Card, my chief of staff, was sitting over here, walked in and said, a second plane has hit the tower. America's under attack.
It's 22 past the hour. A couple of emails here, and we're going to move on. Kathy told me during the break a couple of callers want to know what video I'm talking about. The Department of Defense released a video today as a result of a Freedom of Information Act filed by a right-wing organization called Judicial Watch. You can go to their website and see the video, judicialwatch.org. The video is taken from a parking lot near the Pentagon on the day at the moment that the Pentagon was hit with, according to the official story, Flight 77. Was that United Airlines or American Airlines flight that slammed into the Pentagon? So if you have not heard any false news today, any tripe coming from your television set or your radio, go to judicialwatch.org. Okay? Matt writes from New Bern, I think that's North Carolina. Mike, while everyone seems to be focused on the Mexican border, U.S. troops are being killed in Iraq at the highest daily rate in 2 years. The same situation exists in Afghanistan, where the Taliban are clearly in command. Yeah, that's very true. We've had our little this week's diversion. The hordes of brown people streaming north with the funny language and the weird food, and how we have to stop them. But the real issue are not the National Guardsmen that may or may not be sent to do typing. Do you understand what these 6,000 National Guardsmen are going to do? They're going to be unarmed. They're not going to be on a search and discover, or, well, certainly not search and destroy, but they're not going to be on missions where they go out and scoop up illegal immigrants or people crossing the border. They're not going to arrest and detain. They're going to type. And they're going to watch video screens and something. You know, if this were not just another one of his lousy Karl Rovian ploys to throw more dead rat meat to the right wing knuckle draggers in this country, if he really wanted to do something to stop something typically Republican to stop this influx of visitors, why not fully fund the Border Patrol? Why not give them enough money to train another 5, 6, 7, 8, 10,000 Border Patrol people? That's, you know, law enforcement. Law enforcement's not the answer to this, but like I said, for rat-eating Republicans, law enforcement of some sort, a militarized law enforcement is what the rat eaters want. I'm kind of stuck on that rat-eating thing tonight. But that's not what Bush is. Bush doesn't give a damn about illegal immigrants or illegal immigrants. Just whatever Rove or Cheney or somebody says, well, here, you need to get out there and say this because these sons of bitches are, you know, they're pushing your poll ratings down to below 30%. We got to get a few notches. Come on, get out here, George. Let's go. We're going to send the troops. That'll keep them there. Send the troops. Yeah. Hoo-ah! Send the troops. Well, that, of course, does nothing. And I'll be curious to see how Vicente Fox, of course, he's soon toast, how the new president of Mexico will respond to a militarized border with the United States, if that's what happens. But that's not what's going to happen. Again, these troops, once again, the right-wingers, the rat-eaters in this country, are being duped again, just like the Christian thugs are duped every year by the Bushies. Every time there's an election, well, we're going to stop the queers. Well, we're going to have abortion. Well, we're going to have another one. Well, we're going to do the death penalty. Well, we're going to bomb another guy. You know, and the Christians love it. The more blood you can pump down the gullet of these neo-Christians, the happier they are. They want blood. They want gore. They want death and destruction and piles of bodies. But they never understand that the Bush people, like the minds behind the Bush crime family, just play them for suckers. over and over and over again. So that's what this is. This is another play for suckers. Yeah, we're going to send 6,000 troops. Of course, I don't think Bush said anything about them being unarmed. Did he mention they're going to be typists? You know, work on computer. No, he didn't. Okay. Jesus, these people are disgusting, aren't they? How did I get off on that tangent? All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's take this break. We'll come back. I've got a couple of emails and a couple of other things, and then we're going to play the sound for you from today. You got to hear Bush. Bush, in the sound bites we're going to play for you, he displays the typical attitude of someone who hates himself, who is very unself-confident, doesn't like himself, deeply into self-contempt and self-hatred, and that is to constantly be pointing out somebody else's a difference. Like John Howard, the Australia Prime Minister, as Bush pointed out today, Bush has hair, and he doesn't. You know, that sort of thing. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
About 25 before the hour. By the way, I was just reminded by one of our emailers, and of course I knew this, Judicial Watch is one of those freaky right-wing neo-Nazi organizations funded by Richard Mellon Scaife. The lawsuits that Judicial Watch filed against Bill Clinton during the Clinton follies back in the late 90s are legion. They're also legendary. Like I said, as far as Judicial Watch is concerned and their boy, what's his name? I was on television with him one time in one of those little cheesy-ass debates, the head of Judicial Watch, who was running, I think, or either was or is running for the Senate from Florida, or maybe a House district, I don't know, a white-haired dude. Don't send an email, because if you do, 100 people will send it, and it just, you know, it'll come to me. Larry Klayman, that's it, Larry Klayman. Just a total ass, a complete ass. So as far as what was released as a result of Freedom of Information Act filed by Judicial Watch, like I said, yawn. This is from Phil in Worcester, Mass. Phil writes in, hi, Mike, just wanted to thank you for your reading in 1984. I read it many years ago, and to have you read it aloud with expression was inspiring. I'm afraid, as you are, of the complacency and submission with which we seem to find ourselves with regards to our fellow citizens. We truly are going from liberty to fascism. I'm particularly sorrowed, Phil writes, with regard to the veterans returning from war. I don't know if you read my previous emails, but I'm a Vietnam vet with the diagnosis of PTSD. I was a Navy corpsman with the Marines in and around the DMZ, 1967 to 68. I lost 30 years after my return to chaos. Thanks for mentioning the potential problems ahead for the returning vets. It bothers me to no end to think that they might have to repeat the experiences of some of us Vietnam vets after we return from the war. At least they are not called baby killers as we were. I knew no one who ever killed a baby. As far as myself, I put bodies in body bags. I won't go into any more details about my war experiences or my homecoming, but suffice it to say it sucked. But I am now 100% service connected, and my life went from night to day. How about my brother vets? Do they have to live 30 years like I did? I hope not. If the government doesn't take care of them, our society will suffer. Does the expression going postal bring back memories? It could happen again. Anyway, I got off the point, Phil writes. The point being that we are all losing our freedom to the fascists. If the Democrats can't take one or both houses of Congress in the fall, I will make plans to leave the country. From Phil and his last name. Thanks for writing, Phil. I read all the emails that make it through the filter. You know, the filter is the one that attacks me or my family. I'm just boring. The right-wingers lost their creativity with the threatening letters, I don't know, about a year and a half ago. So I just, a friend of mine designed a filter that just looks for keywords and blocks them, sends them to the toilet. This is from Bob. An NSA press release, National Security Agency press release from December 27, 2004, states that the NSA databases have been, quote, horizontally integrated, close quote, with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which under the Project Homeland Operation conducts domestic satellites and aircraft surveillance of 133 major cities in the United States and constantly updates so-called fused data maps with more than 1,500 layers of information. Are you all following me here? Why is this ominous aspect of the NSA domestic spying story getting no mention in the news media? Bob writes, local law enforcement can access the NGA system, National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, without a warrant, but that does not seem to bother anyone. If NSA getting your phone records is a problem, then NGA being able to follow your activities on a 3D GPS grid map with live video while you talk on your cell phone should be a much greater concern. In 1998, a private security firm got $330 million for a contract to upgrade NGA systems. Budget items for NGA this year include, quote, enhanced real-time tracking, close quote, capabilities. Signed, Bob. NGA? Christ, I've never heard. Have you ever heard of that? I've never. National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Conducts domestic satellite and aircraft surveillance of 133 major cities. That is probably the testimony that has been promised by the people who notified us that all this data was being collected from the phone companies. Have you noticed how the phone companies now are with carefully worded, very carefully worded denials, say anything to do with providing anybody with anything, until you really look at their statements and realize that they're not really saying anything. It's kind of like the video that the Defense Department released today. You know, yawn. Now, we told you last night that the FBI acknowledged late Monday that it is increasingly the FBI seeking reporters' phone records in all these little leak investigations that are going on. A senior federal official said to Brian Ross and Richard Esposito, both good investigative journalists for ABC, a senior federal official said, quote, it used to be very hard and complicated to do this, getting reporters' phone records, but it's no longer difficult in the Bush administration, end quote. This blog goes on, the acknowledgement followed our blotter item that ABC News reporters have been warned by a federal source that the government knew who we were calling. The official said our blotter item was wrong to suggest that ABC News phone calls were being tracked. The senior federal official said, think of it more as backtracking. But FBI officials did not deny that phone records of ABC News, New York Times, and Washington Post had been sought as part of the investigation of leaks to the CIA. In a statement, the FBI press office said its leak investigations begin with the examination of government phone records. The statement said, quote, the FBI will take logical investigative steps to determine if a criminal act was committed by a government employee by the unauthorized release of classified information, end quote. Officials say that means that phone records of reporters will be sought if government records are not sufficient. Officials say the FBI makes extensive use of a new provision of the Patriot Act, which allows FBI agents to seek information with what are called National Security Letters, NSLs, National Security Letters. The NSLs are a version of an administrative subpoena and are not signed by a judge. Well, who signs it? Who issues it? FBI? Under the law, a phone company receiving an NSL for phone records must provide them and may not divulge to the customer that the records have been given to the government. Now, this is from Brian Ross's blog today. Is it today? Yeah, today. So it is a fact that, how does it feel? You know, it's almost like the first time you get on like a great gas screen machine roller coaster, one of the monster roller coasters. You're not exactly sure what's going to happen, but you know it's going to be scary and weird. As the country slides into fascism. We are, whose blog is this? This is our good friend over at The Nation. Damn it, whose blog is this, Kathy? Oh, no. Well, I shouldn't be quoting it unless I know whose blog it is. Oh, well, it is The Beat. Is that John, who writes The Beat? I think it's John Nichols. At The Nation. But he points out that, you know, we're not paying any attention to what could be the most significant story of the day, and that is the fact that journalists are waking up to the fact that they've apparently become the latest targets of the Bush-Cheney administration's abusive wiretapping and eavesdropping. And the fact that they are finding this out should change, perhaps, the attitude of the press toward Bush, right? Toward the Bush administration. John mentions here that according to ABC News, the FBI has been quietly going after the phone records of reporters. It was posted at the blotter, the ABC News blog. We shared this with you last night. And the report by Brian Ross and Mr. Esposito, respected journalists with solid sources in the law enforcement community, continue. This part I didn't read you last night. FBI officials did not deny the phone records of these news gathering organizations had been sought. In a statement, the FBI press office said its leak investigations begin with the examination of government phone records, and then if they don't find anything, they go on to the reporters. And then it talks about these national security letters. Were any of you aware of that? A new provision of the Patriot Act, I guess when the Patriot Act was updated and repassed, and how many Democrats voted for it again, right? Now there's something called a national security letter, which is, I guess I could write one, right? No judge is needed. I think I'll write one. I want to see the phone records and the underwear of George W. Bush. I want to see it all. That's the only way I'm going to get to the bottom of any of this. Well, anyway, maybe the press corps will come out of the ether now and realize just how close we are to the final move here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Lord, but my thoughts would be busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the A-head. I'm the commander. I'm the decider.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
2 years ago, I had a heart attack, right here in our restaurant. If it weren't for Bayer aspirin and some quick thinking on my son's part, who knows? To me, Bayer's an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. The same Bayer aspirin my son takes for his backaches and my daughter for headaches helped save my life. Bayer's an important part of this family. Always will be. It truly is a wonder drug.
Genuine Bayer aspirin, working wonders every day. Aspirin taken as directed by a doctor during a suspected heart attack. Use as directed.
Johns. Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. Nine before the hour, actually. Hey, listen, I'd like to ask a favor. I started getting letters, snail mail, from a guy named Victor Lopez about a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was about 2 years ago, Gabby. He was in the Miami Detention Center in Miami, Florida, on federal charges of some sort of white-collar computer crime, the type of thing that when a corporate officer does it, they usually, you know, get house arrest or something. And it might have involved some checks. I haven't paid real close attention to why Victor is in jail, in federal prison. He's very young. He just turned, what was it, Kathy, had a birthday, he sent, was it 22 or 21? And so he's been writing to me on a regular basis. At one point he asked me to write what is called a good boy letter to a federal judge in Miami because they had some additional charges, I think check kiting charges from Puerto Rico. And I wrote the good boy letter and said that I really had never met Victor, but in corresponding with him or reading his letters, because I haven't written that many to Victor, I came to know him as a pretty good kid, young man, I should say. Well, they sent him to Puerto Rico, and he's in prison down there, and he's pulling some pretty hard time. So at my website, MikeMalloy.com, right there on the main page, there's a link. You can click on it, and it has Victor's snail mail address. He's in prison in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And I'm just here's the favor. I realize nobody writes letters anymore, but maybe you could. Maybe just a letter to Victor. Like I said, he's a young guy, very young guy. He sounds like a real decent young man. I've gotten maybe 20 letters from him, maybe 30. And when he was in Miami, he used to listen to the program all the time, and as did a lot of his buddies in jail. In prison, Miami Detention Center. And I believe that's where they're holding Manuel Noriega, right? And I think anyway, he used to say that they the other inmates there, they loved Air America, and they would sit there and listen to the program and cheer when somebody on Air America said something that was worth cheering about. I don't know. He loved to listen to the phone. Well, he can't pick up the program. Obviously, they don't let you have XM radio when you're in prison in Puerto Rico. So, you know, this guy's not in for rape or arson or murder or child molestation or sexual weirdness or nothing. It's so-called white-collar crime. He screwed up, and he's got some long, hard time. There's no mercy being shown to this young man, none whatsoever. And all I'm asking is, if you feel, you know, maybe, just drop him a line. Just send him a letter. Does anybody write letters? You know, write it like you're doing an email, only instead of hitting send button, hit the print button. Put it in an envelope. The address is right there on my website. You'll find it. Is it in the action alert section? Go to MikeMalloy.com, and over on the right side of the screen, you'll see it, action alert. His name is Victor E. Lopez. Victor Lopez. And he's being held in a federal penitentiary, or the Metropolitan Detention Center in San Juan, Puerto Rico. So if you don't mind, like I say, okay, I take it back. Maybe I do ask for more than your average talk show host, but it's usually fairly honorable stuff. You know what I'm saying? Helping somebody get a light bill paid or sending a letter to to a kid. I'm sorry, you know, he's 22 years old, but to me he's a kid. Sending a letter to a kid in prison who he has no family. That's the point I'm trying to make here. I'm getting off, because I keep thinking about this kid in prison. He's got no family down there. He knows nobody down there. His family's in Miami, I believe, or South Florida somewhere. And it's not the best conditions. This is and he sent me a picture. You saw that picture, Kathy. It was him and his mom when he was about 14. Cute kid. He really you look like a typical kid you would see in Miami. Obviously, Latino kid. Just a real cute young man. I have to say that. Now that's a great asset, except maybe when you go to prison. You understand what I'm saying with that? So I don't know. He But when he writes to me, it's never morose and sad. He doesn't try to cop a plea. He never says, oh, I'm in here, I shouldn't be in here. You know, he always says, look, I screwed up bad. I know I've got to serve the time. I'm hoping I can handle it. I'm hoping I can get through this. I don't want to live like this. You know, lesson learned. He's not a punk. You understand what I'm saying here? He's not. There are a lot of people in prison like this. And I don't know all their names, and I don't know how to, and even if I did. But this guy has really been persistent in staying in touch. Never, ever, ever asking anything in return. Just wants to write. Just somebody to write to him. Could you do that? Would you do that for me? Okay? Am I overselling? I'm sorry. Just go to my website, MikeMalloy.com. Up there on the right, Action Alert. Click on it, and you have his address. And, it may help this. I mean, if you send him a letter, if you get something going, no obligation here. You don't have to, you know, it's not like every week. But if enough people write to him, he'll write back. This kid will write back. Maybe it'll just keep him going until he gets through this. He's not a punk. He's not a thug. You know, he did what he did, and he understands what he did. There's no attempt in all the letters I've gotten from him for him to shift responsibility or try to cop a plea, nothing. It's just like, yep, I got off on the wrong thing. I did a wrong thing. I knew it was wrong, and now I'm paying for it. So if you do that, would you do that for me? Okay, just send him a letter, please. Thanks. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here, and you can hear me, of course, on Air America Radio. If you're as fed up with the Bush crime family as I am, you need to go to ImpeachBushGame.com. That's ImpeachBushGame.com, where you can get the new board game, Impeached, that points out the lies, incompetence, and stupidity of George W. and the entire Bush crime family. You'll have fun playing this eye-opening board game that dares to peek into the Bush administration. Impeached will challenge your ability to lie, cheat, and steal. I'm for real here. Order your game now at ImpeachBushGame.com.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The NAACP is suing over a new law that would divide Omaha, Nebraska's public schools into three racially defined districts. The amendment put forward by the state's only black state senator was meant to solve a school boundaries dispute, but it's drawn national attention for what critics say is a retreat to unconstitutional separate but equal laws that were outlawed in the 1950s. The civil rights group filed a lawsuit against Nebraska's governor and other officials over the plans to divide Omaha into three districts, one mostly black, one predominantly Hispanic, and one largely white. Supporters said the law would give minorities control over their own school board and keep minority children from being shortchanged. It is supposed to take effect in 2008. Europe is trying again to make a deal with Iran. A senior diplomat says Iran might be given a nuclear reactor for civilian energy making if the Iranians freeze their uranium enrichment program. Key European countries thinking about offering Iran a light water nuclear reactor if they comply with UN demands. Many UN allies fear that Iran's enrichment program is just one step on the path to a nuclear weapon. Those tentative plans could be presented to the main UN Security Council members as soon as Friday. It's still being discussed by France, Britain, and Germany. A Hollywood producer has agreed to plead guilty to income tax evasion and conspiracy to commit mail fraud. This is in connection with an alleged scam that bilked millions of dollars from people who thought they were investing in a TV series about the Department of Homeland Security. Joseph Medawar facing up to 10 years in prison and $9 million in fines. The Los Angeles Times reported federal court documents he would also pay $3.4 million in restitution. The plea would also require Medawar cooperate with federal authorities. He's accused of involving several prominent politicians in the scam, including California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. The Times reported Rohrabacher helped open doors for Medawar in Washington. Medawar's indictment also accused him of falsely telling more than 70 investors that George W. Bush endorsed this TV series. The Bush administration lining up some top officers to promote Bush's plan to send National Guard members to the border with Mexico. The National Guard Army Bureau Chief, Lieutenant General Stephen Blum, says the Guard certainly do what it's asked. Border Patrol Chief David Aguilar calls it a tremendous enforcement support partnership. Both men stress some 6,000 National Guard troops will be on duty for supporting roles only along the border with Mexico. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. 6.5 past the hour. By the way, you all know Herb from Mississippi, who helped Janice in Michigan with getting the light stream back on. Herb, the old Sarge is how he's referred to. He's on a website, powersandmorrison.com. It's Powers and, spelled out, Morrison.com. Powersandmorrison.com. Where he's written some stuff there. Go check it out, all right? I told him the other night in an email I'd mentioned this and I didn't get to it, but I want you to check out that website. And I've got another one here for you in a second, but check out powersandmorrison.com. Powersandmorrison.com. And on the main page it comes up, you'll see up on the left side something about Sarge. Click there. The old Sarge. Jesus, Herb, you don't sound a day over 70 or so, but the old Sarge is the name he goes by on that website. Check it out. The other website I want you to check out, I got an email from two women, Suzanne Solomon and Jennifer Bicknell. They are respectively president and vice president of Warren County Democrats in Action. This is in Ohio. And it's a lengthy email. I'll just a couple of lines here. They write, our group, the Warren County Democrats in Action, was formed in 2004 as a means to revitalize a stagnant Democrat Party and to actively participate in campaigns. From small beginnings, we have grown to about 100 volunteers who are the integral force for Southwest Ohio Democratic campaigns and education. And they've got a website. It goes on here. But I want you to check out, this is one of those grassroots organizations. Remember when I went to Sacramento and I came back and I told you about just the mind-blowing experience I had around the Progressive Caucus in the California State Democratic Party. It just gets you so pumped when you're around people like that. When you're around a caucus, a group of progressive Democrats who say no to the establishment Democrats but say yes to moving this country forward. It's just very invigorating. Empowering. I hate that word, but it just pumps you up. Okay, really pumps you up. And I have a feeling that's what these people are about. So I want you to visit their website. Just go to their website. I don't know what you do when you get there. Just check it out. It's WarrenCountyDemsInAction.org. Warren County, W-A-R-R-E-N. Warren County Dems, D-E-M-S, in Action. .org. Warren County Dems in Action.org. Check it out because this is what it's going to take. I'm telling you, this is what it's going to take. You know, the Republicans spent 30 years building think tanks and organizations that would pump money into the political system to kill it, murder it, strangle it. And for some reason, for the most part, liberals don't pump money into think tanks and organizations. It has to be done from the ground up, and people are doing it. These grassroots organizations are just vital. If we're going to get it back, no preaching. Just check this out, okay? WarrenCountyDemsInAction.org. Just do it, please. All right, that's the second or third thing I've had, please, tonight. Well, too bad. When you listen to this program, that's what you hear. Let's do a couple phone calls here real quick. Brother Sky Blue is calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Sky, welcome to the program.
My good evening. You know, we got these floods up in the Northeast.
Yes.
And we had these fires out in Oklahoma.
Yes.
And we had the flood course down here on the Gulf Coast. But these are the last days, Mike. The end times.
Really?
Yeah, it's the end times for this Bush crime syndicate. And this is the end of the age. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the age. There have been several ages. The Adamic age, the Noah age, the Israelitish age, the Christian age. Now we've come to the end of the Christian age, and this is the new age, Mike. There is that kingdom come. We've been praying. Socialism and cooperative communities. You know, I think about Jim Jones. He was a false prophet, and David Koresh was. Right. But we just need some churches. You know, there's not too many people that aren't satisfied with the American lifestyle, but if we allow, like, I had a church and we were using marijuana as a medicinal herb and, like, recreational drug. They closed us down, see, because, Yeah, that's right. They closed us here. We're not allowed to have religious freedom, or we got no freedom or religion. The 666, no buying or selling. Yeah, they, no, we can't exchange. We know more about the Shias and the Sunnis than
right.
we do about the Christian denominations in America. Well, that's okay, though, because Air America's really great. And I really appreciate Al Franken and Laura, the other Laura show, and out and the Kennedy show on the weekend. The Kennedy Air America's really been a blessing.
How are we going to know when the age really ends, Brother Sky?
Well, it's not going to end. Just like the Jews, they don't believe that Jesus has come. You see, their Messiah's come. They keep on. Things will keep on, you know. Everything will keep on, but some people will become enlightened.
Yeah.
And I hope, yeah, we're going to work things out.
What about Emanuel Swedenborg? How does he factor into this?
Emanuel Swedenborg? Well, you see, it's a very deep subject, Mike. It's a shame that we don't have more access on the mass media. All the waste of the cable vision, all the waste of Jeff Sanford and Son, reruns of Seinfeld and TV Land and all this. I pay cable vision. I don't know why I pay it. I've been thinking about having them cut it off for a long time. I like Don Imus in the morning, though. They're kind of funny.
You do like that.
Don Imus.
So how's everything going for you, Brother Scott?
Oh, I got a new bicycle today. The Lord laid a new bicycle on me.
The Lord did.
Yeah, the Lord did. He laid it on me. Yeah,
amen.
He gives me things. Like, pray for things, and things happen like this.
Well, your cell phone is working.
All my batteries charged up, Mike.
Yeah, well, that's good.
The bearings went out on my scooter, though, that Memphis and May concert. I ran my scooter all around downtown, around Beale Street. I rode the bearings out on my back wheel, but I'm going to get it fixed back up again.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right, well, listen, Brother Sky, good to hear from you.
Okay, Mike, we'll get back with you.
Thank you. You take care. Do you realize what just happened? Quick, Kathy, look out the window. The last time something like this happened, a star appeared in the east. I think we just had a miracle here. Brother Sky called. We had a conversation. The phone didn't drop out. And we got to say goodbye, just like normal people. I wonder if Brother Sky works for the NSA.
I think it's probably because he twisted his tinfoil into the shape of bunny rabbit ears, as you suggested in the first time.
And that's why it's working. Oh, well, however he pulled it off, way to go. Whew. Man, I just feel cleansed. I feel rejuvenated. I feel invigorated. I feel empowered. There's that word again. I feel like I have been touched by if not the ghost, certainly the power and the spirit of Emanuel Swedenborg. You know, I never used to pay too much attention to Emanuel Swedenborg until Brother Sky Blue started calling me a couple, three, 4 years ago and putting in my head the idea that I needed to go to the library and look up the writings of Emanuel Swedenborg, which I did. And I was dumbstruck and awestruck and stopped in my tracks, realized that Brother Sky Blue is a secular prophet. Who wanders around the streets of Memphis. Obviously, he has an apartment somewhere. We've now discovered, since he has cable television and a bicycle with a busted bearing and a cell phone. If you haven't familiarized yourself with at least the basic concepts of Emanuel Swedenborg, I think it would probably be a good thing to do. We have George W. Bush and Australian Prime Minister John Howard participating in a little joint press availability today. And they made their statements. Howard's was fairly coherent. George's were just off in the ozone somewhere. And then there was a Q&A period following. And we're going to play those for you when we come back after this break. And plus, Tony Snow's first press conference today. And Helen Thomas had a couple of questions for him. If you want to know what happens when Helen Thomas meets the snowman, stick around. We're going to do this for you when we come back. Stay with us. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy.
Now the senator came down here showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding.
of his son. And me, I nearly got busted. And wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck? Oh, mama, is this really the end?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
Who was the first automaker to introduce factory-installed safety belts and roll stability control? First to introduce emergency trunk releases and offer head and chest side airbags? And who is working on future safety innovations like lane departure warning and blind spot alert systems? It's Ford Motor Company. Ford engineers are working to help protect children, keep families safer, and save lives. Ford, driving American innovation.
justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Carlin in Chicago sent me an email here, and he says, I just tuned in, don't know how much you've discussed the new, quote-quote, 9/11 video. But when I kept hearing pundit after pundit claim this video had never been released before, I had to question my sanity. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he sent a link to a video from 2002, Wolf Blitzer and Jamie McIntyre, and they show exactly the same video, and they're sitting there talking about it. I think the confusion here, Carlin, is that the release of this video, this is the way the story, this is the official story, the release of this video by the Defense Department is the first time the Defense Department has officially released it. As a result of Freedom of Information Act requests by Judicial Watch, which is a front organization for the neo-Nazi Richard Mellon Scaif, Pennsylvania's own Nazi William Mellon Scaif. Richard Mellon Scaif. Anyway, what is astonishing here, you see the exact same video on a broadcast in October 2002, on CNN. Exactly the same. It's the same thing. Same thing. And again, I started the program tonight by saying, you know, this is bat squeeze. This doesn't mean anything. It's nonsense to even talk about this. This was not a new release. This was not some, oh my goodness, oh look, there it is. No, it isn't. There is some sort of a blur, and Jamie McIntyre, even 3 years ago, 4 years ago, is saying to Wolf Blitzer, well, you know, witnesses said it was very close to the ground. When you look at this video, you see how close to the ground it really is. It's very close to the ground. There was one report of somebody's car antenna was snapped off. It was so close to the ground. What? A car antenna snapped off by a set of 737. Oh, Jesus. And so Carlin sent this to me, and also sent from today's BBC report, the same video. The BBC is reporting it as a new video. But the video at CNN is dated 2002. And Carlin writes, what's amazing is that the two pages look almost exactly alike. They were used the exact same photo in the introduction. Is this yet another example, Carlin writes, of 1984, the novel Made Real? Are we all supposed to take mastery over our memories and forget that we've all seen this video before? No. Like I said at the beginning of the program, Carlin, this is not a new video. This is nothing. There's, you know, nothing here. Move along. Time to go home. Movie's over. Let's go. All right. Take your trash with you and deposit your trash at the receptacles at the back of the theater, or the front of the theater as you exit. This is such nonsense. This is an insult. All of it is. The entire thing is an insult. You know it. I know it. All right. I want to start here. We can start these sound bites. These clips are from the Q&A following the brief statements today by Australian Prime Minister John Howard and fake President George Bush. And this is, you have to wonder if Howard knew he was meeting with your typical frat boy jokester today instead of the leader of the free world. I want you to hear the answer to this half-witted George Bush. Somebody who has absolutely no self-respect, unsure of himself, is totally out of his league, always goes for the cheap shot in order to try to reduce the adults around him. A member of the Australian press said, Mr. President, your relationship with Mr. Howard is obviously very close. Personally, I was wondering, first, could you expand a little on that chemistry? And secondly, do you think you would be able to work effectively with a future Australian leader if his successor, Mr. Howard, is not from his own party or perhaps from the opposition?
Somebody said, don't you and John Howard appear to be so close, don't you have any differences? And I said, yeah, he doesn't have any hair. Look, ours is a world in which sometimes people tell you something and they don't mean it.
Really?
It's in order to work together to make difficult decisions, decisions of war and peace, decisions of security, decisions of trade. You've got to have an inner, somebody you talk to that tells you straight up what's on their mind. You know, politics sometimes produces people that'll tell you one thing and don't mean it.
Really?
It's really hard to be making rational decisions if if somebody you're talking to just doesn't level with you.
Well, that explains a lot.
And that's what I like about John Howard, you know. He may not be the prettiest person on the block, but when he tells you something, you can take it to the bank.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
He may not be the birdie, but he ain't got no hair. His feet stink. I bet he's got lint in his butt. Can I call you a piece of work?
We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
And you know something else? He talks funny too.
Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what it was is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an ace.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Frank and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Auric XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021 or visit their website, ffrf.org.
Well, listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Good God. Okay, back to the Q&A after Aussie Prime Minister John Howard and Tory President George Bush had their joint press thingy. Someone in the American press corps asked about Bush's planned use of the National Guard to patrol our southern borders. You know, the little brown people looking for illegals down there with unmanned aerial vehicles and infrared sensors and night vision goggles. Oh, Jesus Christ. We're not putting that much effort into finding Osama bin Laden, are we? Anyway, the reporter says, on immigration, Mr. President, somewhere the U.S. military is stretched too thin. How effective can these National Guard troops be if they're shuttling in and out of the border area every 2 or 3 weeks? And how are you going to turn around these House members who seem to be unswayed by your argument on the guest worker program?
Now, the Guard is the 6,000, up to 6,000 Guard in the first year of operation, really is not going to put a strain on our capacity to fight and win the war on terror, as well as deal with natural disasters. And, of course, we'll be working in conjunction with governors to make sure that that's not the case, that it doesn't put an unnecessary strain on other functions of the Guard. There are Guard troops in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas that can be used by the governors down there to work with the Border Patrol that they'll be reimbursed for. And there's also training missions that can be used to help complement the Border Patrol.
What?
We're going to have doubled the Border Patrol agents since 2001 by 2008. And what the Guard is doing, the Guard is providing an interim service until those Border Patrol agents get stood up.
Is that like in Iraq? When they get stood up, we'll get stood down. This dumb bastard. Oh my God, this dumb bastard. The Guard is providing an interim service until those Border Patrol agents get stood up. He doesn't even understand what the hell he's talking about. He has no idea. They gave him the speech. They said, go out and say this. Talk about troops, military, border, Mexicans, immigrants. That's what our Christian right-wing fundies want to hear. They want to hear you talk about you're going to stop all these Catholics roaring in over the border. The Christian fundies can't handle that. Those are worshipers of graven idols. The Catholics are coming. The Catholics are coming.
Using 6,000 Guard is not going to put a strain on our capacity to fight and win the war on terror, as well as deal with natural... Oh, yeah, you've got a great record here dealing with natural disasters, chuckle nuts. And we're going to make sure it doesn't put an unnecessary strain on other functions of the Guard. Well, we're just supposed to take your word for that one, too? Assume you're right on all this? Like you were right about what was needed in Iraq? What did you say one time, chuckle nuts? Fool me once! Doorknobs work or something. He says we're going to have to double the Border Patrol agents since 2001 by 2008. Now, aside from the fact that the sentence makes no sense, if you take it apart and put it back together, I think he's saying we're going to have to double the number of Border Patrol agents by 2008, double what was there in 2001, just to stop the Mexicans? What the hell is going on? What do we have? Human Wei? Is this like the Korean War when waves of Chinese came roaring across the 38th parallel or whatever the hell they came roaring across? Waves of Mexicans. Jesus God. But I tell you what, the right wingers are loving this. Yeah, let me get down there. Hell, I'll join the Guard just to do this. Go ahead. Join the Guard. Go ahead, dumb nut. Join the Guard. Yeah, I'm going to go down there to Arizona. Can you say the word Fallujah, chuckle freak? Jesus. Finally, a reporter asked a relevant question about the only really important issue in Washington right now, the illegal data mining and spying on innocent Americans. Now, I want you to listen to this. Oh, Christ. Reporter says, Mr. President, you've said that the government is not trolling through the lives of innocent Americans, but why should ordinary people feel that their privacy is invaded by the National Security Agency compiling a list of their telephone calls?
What I've told the American people is we'll protect them against an Al-Qaeda attack. And we'll do so within the law.
Yeah, you told us that.
I've been very clear about the principles and guidelines of any program that has been designed to protect the American people.
Oh, Christ.
I've also been clear about the fact that we do not listen to domestic phone calls without court approval.
You already said you did!
The government will continue to guard the privacy of the American people. But if Al-Qaeda is calling into the United States, we want to know.
I heard a coffin lid open.
For the Australian press friends here, we got accused of not connecting dots prior to September the 11th. And we're going to connect dots to protect the American people within the law.
Sure you are.
The program he's asking about is one that has been fully briefed to members of the United States Congress in both political parties.
You filthy liar. Sometimes I get so irritated with you, Mr. Bush, I could almost say what I really think and then be unemployed again. Nancy Pelosi and Patrick Leahy would respectfully disagree with that last half-witted lying statement you just made, chuckle nuts. Eight members of Congress were given very limited information, were promised more, only to have the request for clarification repeatedly ignored. And besides, that is not what the reporter is asking about, chuckle nuts. The reporter wants to know about the illegal spying the government ordered the phone companies to conduct on millions of Americans. That's what the question was about, chuckle nuts. Not why you didn't connect the dots. Not why you ignored the PDB entitled Osama Determined to Strike Within the U.S. Bush is the only guy in the world who would take a gargantuan mistake like that and use it as an excuse to conduct illegal spying activities on his subjects. Yeah, screw it up and let 9/11 happen. As a result, now I got to tap your phone. Jesus Christ. Oh, I know I'm taking the Lord's name in vain many times tonight. Well, you know, I'll get to the Da Vinci Code later. Trust me on that. All right, Tony Snow. First press briefing by Tony Snow, maybe the last one to be televised. Reporter gets the ball rolling with a question about Bush's statement earlier that we just played for you regarding NSA spying scandal. Right? I love how Snow Job practically admits Bush has okayed illegal spying of Americans and illegal data mining in, as described in the USA Today article. What a doofus. Reporter says, Tony, in his news conference with John Howard a few minutes ago, was the president giving a kind of a backhanded confirmation of the stories that the NSA is compiling telephone...
No, he wasn't. If you go back and listen to the answer he gave, he was talking about foreign to domestic calls. The allegations in the USA Today piece, which we will neither confirm or deny, are of a different nature. So, no, he was not giving a backhanded confirmation.
He said they're very aware of what is taking place, and he said the question he's asking about has been fully briefed to members of the United States Congress.
Well, what he's talking about is that all intelligence matters conducted by the National Security Agency, and we've said this many times, have been fully briefed to a handful of members of the Senate Intelligence and House Intelligence Committee and the leadership.
That's a lie. You're going to start right out lying, Tony? Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. Snowjob says, well, what he's talking about is all intelligence matters conducted by the National Security Agency. We're not going to talk about our most recent illegal activities, the phone company data mining ordered by another entity. Let's call him, I'll just say his initials are Cheney. Now, what happens when Helen Thomas meets the snowman? Helen Thomas... ask her question. Tony, the president today denied he'd ever broken the law in terms of wiretaps. You also indicated anything that that was looked into, any calls, had some sort of foreign aspect either to or from. And he has said he's always obeyed the law. Are all of these stories untrue that we've been reading for the last several days that millions of Americans have been wiretapped? Are the phone calls turned over to the government?
Okay, let's try to segregate the stories here. What he said about the terror surveillance program is that these are foreign to domestic calls, and they were all done within the parameters of the law. He has not commented on the...
He said he didn't obey that law.
No, he didn't. What he said is that he has done everything within the confines of the law. The second thing is you're mentioning USA Today story about which this administration has no comment.
He was breached by turning over their form numbers.
Well, again, you were jumping to conclusions about a program the existence of which we will neither confirm nor deny.
We will confirm or deny. We won't confirm or deny. But you're jumping to conclusions about something which may or may not exist. We won't confirm. Oh, my God, I miss Scotty already. Scotty! Quacker ass, come back. All is forgiven. Come back, Scotty. Oh, Jesus, please come back. I need to hear. That's an ongoing investigation. We have no comments. Oh, Jesus. We won't confirm or deny it. We're not going to confirm or deny. This administration has no comment. We won't confirm or deny. No confirmations, no denials. No, sorry. I don't care who you are. What's your name? Helen what? Helen Thomas? Who's the guy that had the cancer of his testicles? I forget his name. What was his name? Because I was going to use that about my own cancer, but I can't remember his name. Larry Armstrong. Ralph Armstrong. Richard Armstrong. Harold Armstrong. I'll hit it. Anderson. Richard Andrew. Lance Anderson. Anderson Cooper. Cooper Union, Union of South Africa, the African National Congress. We're not going to talk about the Congress.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
we tend to forget. I mean, in ours is a society where things are like instant, so therefore history almost is like so far back it doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay, just two more here, very quick. Another reporter on the snow job meeting today stays on that particular topic about the NSA spying, and the reporter says, why not declassify this program? I mean, the president did talk about the surveillance program a day after the New York Times broke that story. This would seem to affect far more people, this taking in of phone calls, and did sound like the president was confirming that story today. He was answering Terry's question.
If you go back and you look through what he said, there was a reference to foreign to domestic calls. I am not going to stand up here and presume to declassify any kind of program. That is a decision the president
can
has
you
to
confirm?
Make. I can't confirm or deny it. The president was not confirming or denying it.
Oh, Christ. Here we go. Day one. It's already started. I can't confirm or deny. Well, but Tony, oh, my God. Too many times you were on the end of that, and now you're just feeding it back through that never-ending cannibalistic loop of TV reporters and press briefings, right? I can't confirm or deny. The president was not confirming or denying. The president really wasn't standing there. John Howard wasn't there. Those were not podiums or podia. I took Latin. They weren't there either. And the room wasn't there. And the flags weren't there. There were no flowers. There were no guests. There were no people. There were no reporters. Helen Thomas wasn't there. That was a hologram. Hologram. Nobody was there. None of it was there. I'm not even going to confirm or deny that the president exists. There is no White House. What are you talking about? Didn't you see the video of the Pentagon plane collision? last one from Snow Job from today. You can't confirm or deny anything. Makes you wonder if he's standing there. Tony, are you really there? I'm sorry, I can't confirm or deny that. This reporter has the audacity to ask about the Rove indictment. The reporter says, has Karl Rove told the president that he will resign if he is indicted in the Valerie Plame affair?
I am not going to comment at all on Karl Rove and his private communications with the president, nor am I going to comment on what may or may not happen.
I'm not even going to comment on whether or not Karl Rove is a real thingy, you know. You know, if you listened to the press briefing earlier on Malloy's program, you heard a coffin door open. Did that give you a clue? Huh? I'm not going to confirm or deny anything. I'm not going to validate or invalidate. I have no coupons to hand out. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to comment on what may or may not happen. I'm going to stand up here and say this kind of crap every day until you people go slowly mad. That's just the way it is. I'm not going to confirm or deny. Why should I confirm or deny? I can't deny, and I won't confirm. Oh, my God. And I'm not going to confirm or deny the existence of a program which you may be asking about, the comments upon which I cannot confirm or deny, whether or not there's even a comment. Is there a comment? I'm not going to confirm that. You want me to deny something? I'm not going to deny it. Nor is the president. We don't confirm. We don't deny. We do anything. We make wars and stuff like that, but we don't confirm. We don't deny. And I'm not going to confirm. You want to be confirmed? Go to church. You can get confirmed. Although you look too old, you want to be denied? You know, try to get some sex someplace here. Where's what's his name? Me love you long time, Jeff. Maybe he'll give. No, he'll deny you. So you want to be confirmed? Go to church. You want to be denied? Ask Jeff Gannon for some sex. I don't know. You know, the logs. I have no idea. What? Confirm? Deny? No. Oh my God. It's astonishing, isn't it? Cassandra is calling from Tupelo, Mississippi. Hey, Cassandra.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have, like, three little things I want to comment.
Okay.
First of all, I think that Bush and Bin Laden were in on that attack on the United States.
Uh-huh.
But I don't believe that the people that actually carried out the attack knew that. I'm pretty sure they didn't. They're zealots just like the right-wingers are. And they get on, you know, they are just as much zealots as these right-wingers are in the United States
mm-hmm.
that have laid down and let these people ruin our country. Also, I think that, that the reason why they haven't, supported the war like they should have is because They don't want, they want the Iraqis to do exactly what they're doing, kill each other. They just, you know, fire, you know, like they're doing the genocide for them. They're killing their own self for them. That's the best thing that could happen for the Bush people, so they could take over their land, take their oil, and have them fight amongst each other and kill themselves, you know. That's basically, they doing their job for them, you know. They just sit back and watch. And they're not going to put the American troops in there because they don't want them to interfere. They want them to kill each other. Last thing I was going to say is, when do you think, like, an organization like Arab America could get their own progressive liberal television stations, you know, because what the media has done is basically turned into, like, you know, gossip. You know, they pay more attention to gossip and stuff, which sales, and more than news, you know. Everything is gossip or some kind of a scandal, you know, like the Inquirer or something. You know, that's what they're doing. They're just, in Oklahoma, nobody's informed. They don't tell the public nothing. So I was just wondering, you know, if, do you see it down the pipeline that, you know, some real news is going to come?
Well, you never know, Cassandra. I think what Air America's focusing right now, though, is on radio. But
I know, like, you guys, if it wasn't for Air America on the radio, oh, my God.
I know. I would be unemployed, for one thing. Thanks, Cassandra. I appreciate you checking in. You take care. Take care. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Molloy on Air America Radio.
2 years ago, I had a heart attack right here in our restaurant. If it weren't for Bayer aspirin and some quick thinking on my son's part, who knows? To me, Bayer's an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. The same Bayer aspirin my son takes for his backaches and my daughter for headaches helped save my life. Bayer's an important part of this family. Always will be. It truly is a wonder drug.
Genuine Bayer aspirin, working wonders every day. Aspirin taken as directed by a doctor during a suspected heart attack. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Here, America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush says the National Security Agency doesn't listen to domestic phone calls without court approval. At a White House news conference Tuesday, Bush declined to discuss specifics of the program. Meanwhile, Verizon denies handing over customers' phone call records to the NSA. Last week, USA Today reported that Verizon, Bell South, and AT&T gave customers' records to the spy agency. Also at the White House, President Bush hosted a dinner for Australian Prime Minister John Howard. This followed a day of discussions.
Australia and America are working together to expand trade and to counter threats of nuclear proliferation, to make the latest energy technologies available to all nations.
Howard echoed Bush's sentiments of friendship between the U.S. and Australia.
It is a friendship rooted not only in history, but it's a friendship and partnership rooted very firmly in common values.
Bush said America has no better ally in the war on terror and in the spread of freedom than Australia and Prime Minister Howard. Attorneys for former Enron CEOs Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling told a federal jury in Houston their clients are not to blame for the collapse of the energy giant. Defense attorneys argue that the pair may be guilty of bad judgment, but they never broke the law. During their closing arguments, prosecutors said Skilling and Lay covered up financial troubles at Enron and fabricated cover stories to hide illegal deals and accounting scams. The jury is expected to begin deliberations this afternoon. The babysitter accused of fatally shaking a toddler appeared in a courtroom in Placer County, California, Tuesday. 36-year-old Veronica Martinez Salcedo is accused of second-degree murder in the death of 15-month-old Hannah Rose Joseum during the weekend. Hannah's father, Scott, says parents should talk about this with caregivers.
Sit down with your caregivers and tell them, don't shake my baby. Pick up a phone if you're stressed out and make a phone call. Call the parents. Don't shake babies.
The babysitter faces a maximum sentence of 25 years to life in prison if convicted of the charges against her. Officials in New England say the worst of heavy rains and flooding may finally be over. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. Mark Cooper, blogging at thenation.com, was talking about the immigration speech that Chuckelnuts unreeled Monday night. And as Mark writes, his address had nothing to do with actual border policy and everything to do with domestic electoral politics. The real mission of the 6,000 National Guard troops he has called out is to quell the rebellion on Bush's right flank, the flaring mutiny of his own conservative base. And then referring to the Guard, Mark writes, they certainly aren't going to be stopping illegal immigration. Most of the Guard will be unarmed. They will be barred from patrolling the border itself, as well as from confronting, apprehending, or even guarding the undocumented. The troops will be given solely behind-the-scenes, low-profile, mostly invisible tasks of pushing paper, driving vans, and manning computers. Bush could have saved the taxpayers a load and sent a few battalions of Boy Scouts to do this job. Yeah, it's just unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, these little theatrical stunts that that Chucklenuts pulls when he's told to go out there, when Cheney or somebody says, all right, you know, get out there and say something, and let's get that tape released today, the one that CNN had 4 years ago. Here, go ahead. Christ. Let's go back to your phone calls. Jeremy is calling from Atlanta. Jeremy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jeremy.
Not listened to your show a whole lot, but I understand you talk a fair amount about 9/11, and I think that's wonderful. I'm very involved in the 9/11 truth movement. I have been ever since I saw Mike Rupert's video shortly after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I think that 9/11 has this great potential to make things right, whereas if nothing else can, so much of this descent into tyranny and fascism is a result of 9/11, and this whole war on terror is based on 9/11, and it's so obvious to see that it's all a lie. And it holds this great opportunity, like nothing else, to reverse this course, because you can show Building 7 to somebody, or you could show them Professor Stephen Jones at Brigham Young University and the work he's done to his – he submitted a scientific paper to a peer-reviewed journal showing that there had to be explosives in the towers. You know, that's solid – scientific evidence that you can take to the bank, and an honest person cannot look at this and deny that all this is based on a lie.
Well, Jeremy, let me interject if I might. I've made my position on this very clear on this program. I'm not sure what happened, but I am very sure that it was not the official story put out there by the Bush crime family that 19 people overcame the most sophisticated militarized society in the history of the human race and wreak this kind of destruction. But let me tell you something. The reason you said the 9/11 truth movement or the truth coming out will make things right. Let me say this. The truth about 9/11 never will come out. And if it does, the average American could not handle it. The vast majority, let me get rid of average American, the vast majority of Americans could not handle the truth, if the truth were that the government of George W. Bush had engineered either actively or passively an attack on this country that resulted in 3,000 people dying and the horrible death and destruction and all the lies that had been built upon that event on September 11, 2001, people could not handle that.
Well, you know, I kind of make the analogy of like that.
I'm almost finished.
Sorry.
They couldn't handle it. So what would they do? Would they hear that story and see the proof and take up weapons and take to the streets and overthrow the government? No. If you or I or anybody sits down very patiently explains this, their minds shut down. They cannot handle it. That famous line from what was it, Kathy? You can't handle the truth from what was the movie? The Tom Cruise movie.
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men. Yeah, you can't handle the truth.
Whatever the truth is, we are notorious for not being able to handle the truth in this country. Maybe it's because we've been lied to on such a regular basis by our government, by our media, by our religious leaders, by damn near everybody in positions of power and authority. So Americans can't handle the truth, and when you can't handle the truth, you just deny it, and you close down, you say, get away from me, go put on your tinfoil hat, I don't want to hear it.
But I think that accepting that is even more scary than 911 being an inside job.
Well, you think that, and I think that, but again, the vast majority of Americans don't think that. They can't handle that.
Well, you know, Oprah Winfrey did a lot in terms of opening people up to the idea of facing up to a tragedy.
Okay,
all right.
To hell with anything about Oprah Winfrey. She's not the mother confessor to me. I don't care about Oprah Winfrey.
Well,
let me give you a better analogy. The German people, there were millions upon millions upon millions of people butchered by the Nazi regime. And when the Allies, all of them, including the Russians, entered Germany and Poland, and forced people in these villages who lived outside the death camps to go in and take a look, even then they could not believe it. They did not believe it. They would not believe it. When they saw the stacks and piles of emaciated corpses, they still would not believe that their government had done this. It must have been typhus. It must have been some kind of a sort of disease. It must be a Jewish plot. It must be a lie. The Russians must have, the Americans must have done that.
Right.
They couldn't handle it.
I understand.
So
that everybody
I'm telling
wants to grab
you,
onto
I'm,
that.
I'm, the only reason I'm saying this is just to kind of liberate people who think that if the truth comes out about 9/11, Americans can handle it. No, they can't. They cannot.
Well,
it's,
I understand
it's too
people
big.
Want to grasp onto that blank bullet, but you know, we have, unlike Germany, we have the video of Building 7 coming down, and we have the internet, and we have.
Well, I understand. I understand. Now, Jeremy, you're preaching the choir. I understand all this. I'm not. You don't need to go down a list of all the information and proof and facts and so
well,
and so on.
But these are differences between us and Germany in 1933.
Yeah, but
as
all
well.
That stuff has been out there for how many years? 3 years? 4 years? How many people subscribe to the idea?
Well, one of the significant things of 911 is to show how the mainstream media is totally not in our camp. And we must overcome
okay, but
that.
But everyone knows that. Everyone knows the mainstream media is not in our camp.
To find new dynamics of society that
okay.
will get this information
okay.
out there besides media.
All right. Well, I'm on your side, Jeremy. I sound very argumentative with you here, and I'm not trying to be. I completely agree with
you. No,
what you're
I know
saying.
Where you're coming from. I feel a lot of desperation as well because
sure.
the task seems so monumental. I agree. But what's the alternative is pure hell, and I just can't accept that either. That we become automatons and we just go along with this program. I can't bear that as well. So perhaps I am Pollyannish or wishing on rainbows, but I think that we have the opportunity with 911 being caught on tape with Building 7 and all the other visual evidence too.
You know, you've heard of the Zapruder film. You've read all the stuff about the Kennedy assassination. How many people in the United States really think that the shots came from the grassy knoll?
Well, I understand that it's almost like 90% of the people believe in conspiracy. And we did have the congressional findings in 1978 admitting that it was a conspiracy.
But my point is, even if 90% do believe that here all these years later, almost half a century later, has there been any attempt to find out who did it.
But here again, 911 is somewhat different in terms of it wasn't just one man being shot, and also, unlike then, we have visuals that even better than the Zapruder film, and you know the Zapruder film didn't come out until much later, and then when Jim Garrison released it, and it didn't get
okay,
much press
well, let me wrap this up, Jeremy, by saying I hear what you're saying. I respect the work you're doing. I'll continue to take a look at proof that the real story is a lie, the real story put out there by the Bush crime family. And when it comes up, I mentioned it. I don't go out of my way to talk about the fiction put out there by the Bush crime family regarding 9/11. But when it does come up, I do talk about it. But I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate you checking in. I got to go. Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Take care. We'll be back after this break. I'm Mike Malloy. Keep the low brow, get stupid, cause I know how, check my brain in, be an idiot, act ignorant, stay ignorant, be remedial, wear the guns cap, slouch open, drool like a hunchback, don't discuss things, shout the last word, put your bracelet out the pasture, drop your IQ, that's what I do, my
girl can guide you. Wanna be a Nobel Prize finalist. Rocket scientist, try applying this. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days.
Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
on what used to be solid ground. Nobody was ever gonna get the size down originally. Taking the food right out of the baby's mouth. Down in Mexico, they don't complain as loud.
21 past the hour. Have you heard about the worldwide protests over the release of the movie The Da Vinci Code? God, I hate religious fundamentalists. I don't care if they're Muslim, Hindu, Christian, Jew. It doesn't matter. Anger, this is what the Associated Press are reporting, anger over the Da Vinci Code premiering Wednesday at the Cannes Film Festival escalated Tuesday as Christian groups from South Korea, Thailand, Greece, and India planned boycotts, a hunger strike, and attempts to block or shorten screenings. I guess the part that really has the fundamentalists pissed off is that it makes the case, and keep in mind, this allegedly is fiction, right? I mean, who knows? The teachings of the early church were so manipulated anyway. All the Gnostic Gospels, all the Gospels of Philip, the Gospel of, it goes on and on. All the first-hand accounts of what occurred destroyed so that the so-called Christian church could maintain its control and authority and male domination and blood and murder and mayhem and chaos over the past 2,000 years. But, the case that Jesus married Mary Magdalene and had children with her, that's going to make me go out and, I don't know, kill a Jew or burn a Hindu or do something. How dare they? You know, the Muslims go bananas over cartoons and the Christians go bananas over a film. In India, the government yesterday put a temporary hold on the movie's release because of complaints. In South Korea, which, by the way, has 13 million Protestants and 4.5 million Roman Catholics. How about that? A court ruled yesterday that a Christian group's request for an injunction to block screenings lacked merit. The chief judge in the case said, as it is clear that the novel and movie are all fiction, there is no probability that the movie can make viewers mistakenly believe the contents of the movie are facts. However, that didn't stop the Christian Council of Korea. It said it respected the ruling but would lead a boycott of the movie and said it defiles the sanctity of Christ and distorts facts. In Thailand, Christian groups demanded that government censors cut the film's final 15 minutes. In mostly Hindu India, which is also home to 18 million Roman Catholics, the head of the Catholic Secular Forum began a hunger strike in downtown Mumbai and said other people were joining him. We want the movie to be banned, he said. The film had not cleared the National Censor Board in India. Did you know they had that? In Athens, Greece, some 200 religious protesters waving crucifixes and Greek flags demonstrated in protest of the film. The protesters, including Orthodox monks and nuns, later marched peacefully to Parliament. One of the demonstrators, Athanasios Papa Georgiou, president of St. John the Theologian Group in Athens, said, I've read the book. It's despicable. The Muslims, for one cartoon, burnt anything. So what should we do? Well, I think y'all ought to burn stuff, too. Yeah, go for it, man. Just set things on fire. Knock over cars and stuff. The Philippine censors approved an adult rating for the movie, but stopped short of rating it X because, quote, it does not constitute a clear, express, or direct attack on the Catholic Church or religion, end quote. The movie review panel's chairwoman, the censors in the Philippines, told the Associated Press that the movie would be, quote, a test of faith, end quote, for many people in the predominantly Roman Catholic Philippines. In Singapore, the National Council of Churches rejected the ban. However, the censorship board in that country gave the movie an NC-16 rating, barring viewers under 16, arguing that, quote, only a mature audience will be able to discern and differentiate between fact and fiction, end quote. And then this. Also, while not planning a protest or boycott, members of the National Organization for Albinism and Hypopigmentation expressed unhappiness with the film's heavy, a monk assassin being an albino, as described in the book. Michael McGowan, an albino who heads the organization, said The Da Vinci Code will be the 68th movie since 1960 to feature an evil albino. McGowan said, quote, The Da Vinci character is just the latest in a long string. The problem is there has been no balance. There are no realistic, sympathetic, or heroic characters with albinism that you can find in movies or popular culture. He said the group aims to use the movie's popularity to raise awareness about the realities of being an albino.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Hi, I just found out that I'm lactose intolerant, but I love chocolate milk. Can I still use Ovaltine?
You sure can. Just add rich chocolate Ovaltine to your lactose-free milk. Not only does Ovaltine make lactose-free milk taste better, it also makes it better for you. That's because rich chocolate Ovaltine has 16 vitamins and minerals. So turn lactose-free milk into delicious chocolate milk that's really nutritious with rich chocolate Ovaltine.
More Ovaltine, please!
The lies, incompetence, greed, and pure stupidity of the Bush crime family are all revealed in the game Impeached. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Mike Malloy. And if you despise this crime family like I do, you need to visit ImpeachBushGame.com and buy the only board game that's bold enough to tell it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com, buy your game, and check out the Bush, Satan Rove, and Deadeye Dick voodoo dolls. I've got my game, and I'm sticking pins in my Bush voodoo doll right now! So visit ImpeachBushGame.com and join in on the fun today.
We'll be right back.
that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
My past by there's a lot of souls.
26 before the hour. Back to phone calls from Sacramento. Sharon is calling. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
I know it's been a while, but I just wanted to thank you for coming and giving us a real treat that evening. It was a grand and glorious one.
That was fun. That was great fun.
Oh, it was. It was great fun. The reason I called was that I had a list of the senators who voted against the Patriot Act. I don't know if you're interested, but there's 100 senators, and 90 of them voted for it. Mm-hmm. I have nothing but contempt and loathing for every single last one of them. I wouldn't vote for them for dog catcher.
I hear
and
you.
That includes both California senators, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Jim Jeffords, our outgoing independent, voted against, and of course Russ Feingold.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Byrd, Daniel Alaca of Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Bingham, New Mexico, Tom Harkin, Iowa, Patrick Leahy, Vermont, Carl Levin, Michigan, Patty Murray of Washington, and Ron Wyden of Oregon.
Mm-hmm. You know, Colleen, we are having Feinstein's challenger, Marcy Winograd, on this program. Is it this week, Kathy? Tomorrow? No, next week. Marcy Winograd, who is challenging Dianne Feinstein for that Senate seat, will be on this program.
Oh, terrific. I'm voting for somebody else. There was one that I had marked. I couldn't remember. Somebody called in about her last night, I think, and I looked at my ballot and I said, "Oh yeah, okay." I had somebody else marked. I crossed that out and I said, "Well, I'll have to listen to that."
I met her when I was in Sacramento, and she met a lot of people there, did a lot of speaking, and I am extremely impressed. Were I to live in California, I would not hesitate to vote for Marcy Winograd.
Yeah, that's terrific. But you know, she's not. She doesn't have a statement on the ballot. And that makes it really difficult because even I, who was looking for her, didn't, you know, there's no statement about, she must have been a latecomer, maybe.
That could be.
But anyhow, too, we're having a real crisis here in California. I don't know how much anybody else in the country knows about it, but we're about to go the way of Florida and Ohio. This Bruce McPherson that was put in by the, we call him the Gropinator.
Right.
And the whole thing was set up. You could see it coming before they even ousted Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
It was all a big setup. And now there's a bill in the assembly to require or open source software. You know, that's what the whole thing is these machines, the proprietors won't allow anyone to
right,
look at their software.
Yeah, that's the out. This is proprietary information about the software and, for that matter, the hardware, and they're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the key to everything else. Sharon, I have to leave it there. I've got some other people who have been holding on a little bit longer even than you were, if you believe that or not. So let me move on. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks, Sharon. For example, Colleen, calling from Washington, who's been holding on for over 2 hours. Hey, Colleen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You know, I've got one thing I wanted to say about 9/11, and that is when Bush was sitting there in that classroom, and they came in and supposedly, oh, surprise, surprise, we've been hit the second time,
mm-hmm.
and then left him sitting there. When they whisked Cheney away to safety, now if they didn't know what was going on, don't you think that they would have taken him out of a well-publicized area?
You'd think that's one of the elements of suspicion in the whole thing. They just leave Bush sitting there where he's an absolute target for anyone who might be engineering an attack against this country. More sophisticated than 19 guys with box cutters. So you're right. It absolutely raises the question, who knew what? But like I told the caller from here in Atlanta,
We'll never know.
Yeah, and I don't think the American public, the majority of the American public, could handle it. I've often thought, what would I do or think or feel if I knew with no equivocation, no doubt whatsoever, that this was set up and engineered against this country by a group of people within the Bush crime family. And I don't know how I would react. I have an awful, awful, awful temper, and I don't know if I would do something that would get me shot down in the street. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand perfectly, Mike, and I agree with you.
It's awful. It's awful.
But the thing is, with these people, I don't put anything past them. I really don't.
I know.
And I never thought that I would ever say that about my government. There's always been people in there, and you never agree with anybody 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Nixon was bad, but oh my God, I would take Nixon back today.
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah,
in a heartbeat.
He had the kind of megalomania or craziness that we could deal with. These people are just utterly and absolutely criminally insane.
Well, they're evil. They're just evil.
Well, there you go. Yeah, evil factors in there. Hey, Colleen, thanks. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks a lot. When I said I have an awful temper, you know, I think Kathy looked at me through the glass here. I do not use the temper at home around my child or my wife. When we have a fight, we, you know, we scream and yell, but, you know, not that raging kind of core, that hot white rage that I thought I had pretty much conquered in my life until the last 3 or 4 years focused on what this Bush crime family is doing to my country, my society, the future of my children and grandchildren, my fellow countrymen and women. That's where the rage comes from. I'm not pissed off at anybody. I have no axe to grind with anybody outside of these thugs in the Bush crime family. I really don't. You know, I really do think you reach an age, don't you? Especially if you've done almost 14 years of therapy. You reach an age or a place in your life where whatever you've been holding on to, whatever rages or angers or hatreds that you've been holding on to that has been, providing the fuel for your journey, or whatever it has done, you learn to let go of that stuff because you start to realize, oh, wait a second, you know, that's difficult to bear, to keep carrying that around decade after decade after decade. So, without sounding too smug, with the help of a couple of good therapists and the obstruction from one real bad one, but with the help of a couple of good therapists, like a lot of people who decide to do therapy, you know, it either works for you or it doesn't. Some people do it through meditation. Some people do it through yoga. Some people do it, blah, 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 blah. But, I thought I had processed it all. I was all gone. All those people I hated that did me wrong, you've got your list. I had my list. And each name I checked off, and that was it, the end of it. Some of them I had to kill. You know, I had to commit murder in my psychologist's office, you know, do a gestalt on killing the person. But, ooh, that was great fun. But the Bush crime family has evoked in me what I thought was gone. I guess the residual, that little space where if you've ever felt hatred or contempt or disgust or rage, and who among us hasn't, at least one or a combination of those are powerful and destructive emotions. That's what, sends people to gulags or into death camps. But I thought that was cleaned out, and here it is. So that's what I meant by a bad temper. I mean, that's kind of a cliche. I got a bad temper. Nah, it has nothing to do with temper. It has to do with other stuff. Brian is calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Brian, welcome to the program. Boy, I spent a lot of time in Wilmington. I need to let you know. But anyway, welcome to the program.
You do? You spend time here?
No, I have. Back in the 70s, I used to live in Raleigh.
Wow.
I went to school in Raleigh. I used to go down to Wilmington to go to the beach all the time.
I went to school in Lewisburg.
I know where
a little north of Raleigh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, well, that's cool. We could, God, I wish they would play you in the daytime here in Wilmington, because we got the geniuses that call up on our local talk radio just drive you insane.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well,
we have the same thing in Atlanta, pal, trust me.
I love this town, but man, some of the people that call up, it's just like, Jeez.
It's a great town. It's a great town. love Wilmington.
I recently started listening within the last year or so. I was just like, wow, thank God there's somebody out there that is inside is so frustrated and is speaking the ideas and thoughts that go through my mind. And
well, a lot of people on Air America, I don't know if you listen during the day, but if you haven't yeah, you should. You can get you can download podcasts, you can do all kinds of stuff. You don't have to tune in when the program's on. But just about everybody on this network has something good to say, positive to say, powerful to say, and is so far out of what is the right-wing neo-Nazi mainstream and talk radio that if you haven't listened to entire broadcast day on this network, it'll blow you away the first time you do. They're all good people. They all have different approaches, different ways of saying essentially the same thing. Hold on a second, Brian. I got to take a break here, and we'll come back and finish up the conversation. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
They stand for piety that doesn't suffer rivals. They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ooh, are you okay?
Oh, it's my arthritis pain.
Here, try my Aleve.
People with arthritis are sharing their good news about Aleve. Just two Aleve have the strength to stop arthritis pain all day. That would take 8 extra strength Tylenol. So try Aleve and see for yourself. Then share your good news. Comparison based on 24-hour label dosing. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
May is Arthritis Month. Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk taking place nationwide. For more information, visit AleveGoodNews.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's a thought. Change the air you breathe. An Auric Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew in New York who once again got this commercial jet to fly. Vicki Hippel and Jason Isaac engineered the program. I think. No, I'm sorry. It was Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac. My bad. Dee Neal is our associate producer in New York. She handles your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, who handles the website. Ben Birch, White Rose Society. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And, of course, Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Tomorrow night, Jonathan Ticini, the Democratic candidate for the Senate in New York, the seat held by Hillary Clinton, will be our guest tomorrow evening. He'll be calling in from his statewide bike tour for peace. Join us. Back to Brian in Wilmington, North Carolina. All right, where were we?
We were just talking about our local geniuses that call up on our station here.
That's right, but the real reason you called in...
The real reason I called in was... It was a 9/11 thing. The thing that got me, I wanted to make a statement about that, and one other thing was, I just don't understand. I finally did see that new video, and I'm like, okay, I don't really see anything new other than the length of it. But what was holding them back? There's nothing more
horrific than
what we're going to watch from the two towers that they couldn't show us.
But you do understand, don't you, Brian, that video was shown 4 years ago on CNN. Repeatedly, Jamie McIntyre and Wolf Blitzer had that video from the parking lot, the exact same video. There was nothing new today. This was nonsense. Judicial Watch, the organization that filed the Freedom of Information Act some time ago, asking for all videos that were taken that day. There were four or five cameras that should have a photographic record of this huge commercial jet slamming in the Pentagon. And what they got was that tape that was released today, which we've all seen before. Now, the Judicial Watch was the organization put together by Richard Mellon Scaife. It's an extreme right-wing organization, neo-Nazis. They use the courts and instruments like Freedom of Information Act that if they were in power, they would stifle and kill immediately. They were one of the chief harassers of Bill Clinton, you know, when he was trying to hide from the truth of his little sexual rendezvous with his girlfriend. So these people are sick, degenerate, evil bastards. I mean, they really are. Judicial Watch is nothing but a clutch of thugs. And the reason that video was released today, in my opinion, it was another Karl Rove move. It was to make everybody look at the fireball one more time and go, oh, my God, we don't want that to happen. We got to keep the Republicans in power. So whatever happened today, you and I and everybody else needs to write it off, forget about it, check it off, it's down, flush it down the memory hole or down the nearest toilet, and let's move on to issues that are really pertinent to getting these murderous bastards out of office. The release of that videotape today is nothing. It's zilch. It's less than zero. Now,
let me mention one more thing to you and your viewers. I hope you'd see, I don't know if you'd seen it yet. I actually put together my own video, music video kind of thing, edited to a song by the Hooters. It's called All You Zombies.
Well, send me a copy. Maybe we'll play some of it.
It's on the link to an email to you. You can find it off of YouTube. I don't know if you've been to YouTube.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there. But why don't you just make me an MP3 and send it to mike@mikemalloy.com.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Brian, thanks.
I think you'll appreciate it, Mike.
All right, thank you. And maybe we can work it into play some of it. Thanks, Brian. Take care. We'll talk again, I'm sure. Les is calling from Chattanooga. Les, welcome to the program.
Hey, correction, Looney Tune Les.
Oh, Looney Tune Les.
Yeah, I can't verify or deny whether this is Chattanooga or Fresno. It's hard to say.
Well, if you can breathe, it's Chattanooga.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm glad. Are we sure you're sure on the air? Because I turned the radio off.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. Well, I'll take your word for it. In any case, happy Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. The clock
is
12:54, and it's dark out. Is that a.m. or p.m.?
It's p.m.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
In any case, you know,
Actually, it's a.m., Les, unless you're in Fresno.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the way that goes. I don't know. Well, something's around here somewhere. Maybe there is some wisdom around here. I don't know. I've only been out hanging around for, you know, three-quarters of a century, but I don't know, I'm so dumb I'll probably drop dead and be the last one to know it, you know.
We have a minute, Les.
All right, partner. So I like your little thing about fool me once and the doorknob works. Hey, that's a trick.
Right, right.
Have a good day.
All right, thank you, Les. Always good to hear from Les. Les is a good man. Very quickly here, Jake is calling from Arcata, California. Jake, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? The only thing the Pentagon proved today by releasing that fuzzy video was that the Bush administration is covering up big time on 9/11. And if people are interested in finding out what really happened, there's a couple of documentaries they should see. Loose Change, you can see that for free at loosechange911.com.
Right.
And 9/11 in plain sight at thepowerhour.com. People, look at the evidence and decide for yourself. Don't let the media tell you what you think. Think for yourself.
I hear that. Thanks, Jake. Thanks for checking in.
Mike.
Matt is calling from Austin, Texas. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Yeah, I missed the program today because I was working. I don't know if you've covered all of it and what all you talked about.
Let me suggest you do this. Go to whiterosesociety.org tomorrow and go to today's date.
I listen on White Rose. But yeah. Real quick, what I wanted to say about the Pentagon video today,
sure.
I don't know if anybody saw the first time it was ran on CNN, the first time they showed it, it was an extended version, and it showed a white truck drive in off the left-hand side of the screen.
Right.
A light pole magically appears.
I know. I saw that original video. It's still at CNN in the archives, and it's amazing to see it.
Yeah, I saw it, and I got it TiVo'd, and I played it back in extra slow motion, slower than their slow motion, and definitely didn't see any Boeing plane. It looked more like a small military.
I got you. Matt, I have to leave it there. I'm sorry, pal. We'll talk again. I'm sorry to blow you off the phone here, but we got to go. Thanks a lot for participating tonight. However you did that, we'll see you tomorrow night. Okay? In the meantime, take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken, Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either, so please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!